good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I hope you will enjoy your coffee as we visit this morning. Preparing podcasts more often than not helps me to deal with my own faith walk. This morning, I am sharing my thoughts, walking myself through events going on and hoping for God's clarity and your patience with me. A month ago, only a month, it seems much, much longer, news came. Worst fears realized and greatest joy in prayer answered. A month ago, the shock that one of our grandsons, Nick, 18, strong, bright, loving, was diagnosed with AML leukemia, a rare form of cancer with a 70% cure rate. A few days later, while still trying to wrap our heads around and adjust to life at the hospital, we received a call from our oldest grandson, Gabe. He had just received a call of acceptance into medical school, a long-pursued dream. The one reduced the anguish of the other. How could two events, two such extreme events, happen within days of each other? How do I deal with this? I offer two verses relating to the craziness of life that hits our lives at some time or the other. John 16:33, Jesus talking to his disciples shortly before his arrest. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And in Paul, in his letter to the Church of the Thessalonians, chapter 5:16-18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I do believe it is God's will that I give thanks in all circumstances in life. It is so easy to give thanks, to glorify God, to praise Him when good things come into our life. So, of course, when Gabe was accepted into medical school, we, the whole family, including the family of Nick, were overjoyed and answered prayer. If this is your will for him, Lord, I prayed, let him get accepted. And if not, help him find the path you have prepared for him. And now, a month later, he and his wife are in Arkansas settling in and preparing for this new journey. On the other hand, Nick faces another 6 to 8 months of treatment in the hospital much of the time. Two very different events with two young men I have loved deeply since the day they were born. I choose to see victory for both. One, to face the trials of long days and nights of study, stress, pressure for the next 4 or 5 years, or perhaps more, depending on his choices for the future. Yet, as I reflect, the Lord has been leading Gabe through choices in college, taking extra science courses, training, and working as an MA. And his wife, finishing her master's a week before he got the call, and she had a teaching job lined up in Arkansas within a week of his acceptance. In the end of his training, a life of helping so many through health issues and health choices. The other, months of physical discomfort, fatigue, anxiety, periods of recovery, more tests and treatment, and hope for defeating the cancer. And yet, God's looking after him is evident. and the doctor who turns out to be the number one in regards to AML leukemia. The referral to Children's Hospital, only 25 minutes away. The assurance of the Citadel coach that Nick will have his spot on the tennis team for 24-25 year. Clear bone marrow and spinal fluid after the first cycle. The overwhelming support for the family, from meals to the hospital to folks walking Dreamer and Hitch every day when the family is at the hospital. And most of all, the many, many, many folks praying for his recovery. Both with moments of relief and joy and hope for the future. Both covered with the love and the multitude of prayers of family and friends. And the assurance of the Lord's immeasurable love, mercy, courage, and peace and power to help them to help us overcome difficult times. He, the Lord, has overcome the troubles of this world. They are only temporary, and He does turn them into good in ways we may not see or know about at the time. The greatest good is that my grandsons and all that come in contact with them will see the peace and strength their faith and the Lord's leading affords them. My greatest hope and prayer for both these grandsons is that they will know in their souls that the Lord loves them and only wants good for them as He leads them in their lives, regardless of what they may face in this world. In giving our lives to His will, we have peace and comfort in His love. John 14:27, Jesus speaking, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance of your goodness, your presence with us in the ups and downs of this life you have given us. Open our eyes to see your working in the events of our days, and find peace and joy in your presence. In your glorious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.